Hello and welcome to the Butts to Nuts podcast, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth. Scott, how are you feeling after the movie?
I'm feeling many things. I feel like I need something greasy in me, like a nice greasy kebab or maybe a burger. I don't know, I've just got this hunger to take on the world.
I didn't find this movie as bad as I thought it was going to be.
You know what? Actually pleasantly surprised that it wasn't as terrible, but I'm also a little bit disappointed.
You're disappointed.
I thought when we were scrolling through Amazon for this movie, I thought we were coming across an absolute stinker.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
It actually wasn't.
It's just very mid. There's nothing. Anyway.
Well, we really jumped the gun there, didn't we? We really like put the pants on and started.
We put our pants on and we started. You know what else is disappointing?
What?
Is when you see someone in the shopping center, Scott.
Yeah.
Because when... All right, sorry. I was touching the cord.
It's okay.
When you see someone in the shopping center, right?
Oh, is this
in a grocery store, in a Woolworths, I'm talking. In
that you know?
It's that someone that you know.
Yes.
You have that awkward interaction. Hey, hi, how's it going? What are you doing? I'm getting pecans. I call them pecans. Well, you're weird, bro. Anyway, You're having a little chat, and then you say your goodbye, but then you both go off, and you will see each other again in the same aisle.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you see. The other day, I saw ex-guest Curtis McGarity at Woolworths.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. And you wouldn't think with someone who we're so close friends with that it would still be awkward. Yet it was still awkward.
It always
is. It doesn't matter who you see. This is my theory. It doesn't matter who you see in a grocery store. It will always be awkward once you say goodbye, because you know you're going to see each other again. And what do you know? I'm in the freezer aisle.
And you see,
I turn around and Kurt's just there.
He's a sexologist looking for sausages in the freezer aisle.
He was looking for ready-made meals for his work. And I said, bro, I know where they are. Let me show you. And I walked him to the ready-made meals and we spent about 10 minutes just looking at, frozen tuna mornay and spag bol.
Oi, that sounds all right.
Shout out to Kurt, who ended up getting the mac and cheese, the chicken tikka masala, and some other bullshit. Oh, the butter chicken.
Oh, of course he got the butter chicken. Yeah. That speaks his language right there.
Bro, it's sex language for the old sexy boy.
Yeah, absolutely. It always is. That's such a weird thing. I don't understand it either. I think the way to break the awkwardness is just to do something completely stupid. Just be like, yo, how you doing? And just keep walking and pretend that you haven't seen them when you get into the next aisle and you do the exact same thing. You're just like, yo, hang on, I just saw you 5 minutes ago. Nah, that was someone else.
What up, bitch? Yeah. Or you do gallon smashing in front of them.
Gallon smashing. That's something I haven't heard of in a long time. Wow, YouTube sensation when you smash milk in the middle of a shopping center and pretend to fall down.
So many things I reckon are going to start getting lost in YouTube. Like in another 10 years' time, the things from the start of YouTube will just never be seen again.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. But, you know, historians for the future, they will have a whole world to look forward to. They will be teaching classes about YouTube.
About gallon smashing.
About gallon smashing. Can you imagine writing an essay on gallon smashing?
I could.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, break it.
It really
down.
Was the pinnacle of like the early 2010s, wasn't it?
Speaking of smashing liquid all over the floor, you're about to read me the synopsis.
You bet your bottom dollar I am. Oh, I have a cheeky little Christmas synopsis for you to get you in the jingle mood.
For the movie we watched, which has two names,
oddly,
Her Magical Christmas, or I think for American audiences,
Magical Christmas Ornaments.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's what it says officially on here.
Yeah, I think that's the official one. And in Australia, we get it weird.
Well, we're going to name it the weird thing on our podcast.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Anyway,
all the fans won't know.
Yeah. All right. So, Marie... Not Marie from Breaking Bad, finds her Christmas...
Why clarify?
I just wanted to make sure for the audience, because they now know it's... Anyways. Marie finds her Christmas spirit reawakened when her mother begins sending her the family's Christmas ornaments. Mm. As each ornament arrives, it brings a positive change to Marie's life, including an introduction to the handsome man from next door.
Nate.
Yeah, Nate.
Big Nate.
Oh, Nate, you bloody Chad. He had all the riz, didn't he?
He was so rizzed up.
Dude was pulling moves left, right, and center. He was like, let's go ice skating. Let's do some gingerbreading. Let's go and get some pancakes.
Let me plus one to your place.
And do some fucking, what's the game called? It's not... The one where you act shits out.
Oh, charades. Heads up. It's charades. Yes, that was something. Let's talk about the charade scene. What do you think of the charade scene?
You know what? Out of all the charades that I've played, I thought that was abysmal. I thought that was a horrible round of charades and they could have done better.
Usually when they portray charades on a movie, it's not very good though. It's very overdone.
But this wasn't... overdone. This was just poor topics that they had to charade, I feel.
Yeah.
And then...
Which is last night? Sex? No, ice skating.
That was funny. We did look at each other for that moment. We're like, ah. And then all the characters in the scene were like, ah, you banged. No, we just ice skated.
We won these funny sweaters that she never wore.
I like that jumper because we're in Australia.
Do we call them sweaters, though, because Christmas, it's Christmas sweaters?
Yeah, but we... Why are they called sweaters? Like, they're there to keep you warm. They're not to make you sweat. Like, what's going on, America? Like, come on. Hit me with the facts right now.
Maybe they're embedded in the summer. Also, speaking of sweat, maybe we do need the aircon on.
Yeah?
You feeling it?
You feeling a little bit steamy right now?
Doesn't take me long.
Well, here news to you, audience, on the Butts to Nuts podcast. We have recently purchased a new aircon. Have a listen.
Wow.
You hear that puppy purr, I swear
is
to
it
God.
On quiet mode?
Fucking you bet it is.
Wow.
Already set up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought we could cope for a whole half an hour, but we can't even cope for 5 minutes.
It's okay. You know what? I feel like we've done more than 5 minutes. We have. It's 6 minutes.
Shit!
No, that deserves an up high.
All right.
Your hands are getting better and better at the clap.
Thank you. You know, the charades was all right.
What did you find about the overall plot? Like, how did you feel about the overall plot? Because it is a very basic idea, and we knew this going into this movie. But as we said at the start, it was a lot better than we had first thought it was going to be, right?
So, Marie's got cheated on last time on Christmas 4 years ago. Christmas Eve, if we want to be specific.
That was a horrendous Christmas, if I ever remember.
Yep. And then she's now a Grinch. She hates Christmas.
She's just Nate. A fucking Scrooge.
He's like, yo, I love Christmas, and I'm going to bring you back.
Very wholesome, I say.
She slowly breaks into the Christmas spirit. That's basically the story, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah, you've done a nice sum up there. And she's an editor.
And an atheist.
And wants to... I think probably. I
presume so.
I mean, she's an anti-Christmas woman, so...
Wow.
Wow. It knocked the Christianity out of her. It just fucking... You know what? None of that. No more Bible reading for you.
Not a 10 for me if there's no John 3:16, I tell you what. I praise that shit, man.
Get on your knees.
Bitch.
Lying on some Jesse Pinkmans over here. Yeah, I thought it was a lot better than I had... I hoped for an absolute stinker. But it was a bit stinky in the fact that it was pretty boring for most of it.
You know what the problem with this movie is? It dragged. It's just bland.
Yes. There's no, like, exciting cringe moments where you can go, this is fucking stupid. Like, there were, but it wasn't to the point where you go, oh, man, I can just be laughing at this movie the whole time and still having a good time while watching something dumb.
Here's the thing. There's really terrible moments all the time, like 50 Shades of Grey, where it's bad the whole time and you don't want to watch it, even though it's so bad. You'd think it could be good, but it's not. It's not that kind of movie.
No.
And then there's this movie where just nothing happens the whole time.
It's so true, especially the start. It was just like dialogue between her and a friend, and then like the whole FaceTime call with a mum and stuff like that. It's like, come on, just get into it. We want to see the lovey-dovey stuff. That's what we're here for.
I think the initial interactions between the two were very good.
Oh?
Not very good. That's a bit too high praise. Well,
you're a little bit, you're getting a little bit excited there.
I am. Well, I think
they were good. No, they were decent.
They were decent.
Decent.
I think by the end it got a little bit like, all right, fuck off.
Oh, you come two. On, just fucking kiss already. We know you got the horn. You have the horn for each other.
Slip it in.
Didn't you say one of the Christmas ornaments was just like a sexual innuendo for something to come?
The angel looked like, yeah, I was like, yeah, the angel's definitely just going to be her sucking a doodle.
Oh, oh man, yeah, you had to go there, right?
Well, you yeah, started.
I know, but like, you know.
I wanted to keep that as an off-air comment, okay?
And now we've ruined it.
Now I've said sucking a doodle. That's like the weirdest way to say it as well.
Not no, just that's
like blowing her off. That's blowing the dude off.
Fuck, you know what? Doodle, underrated comment. Underrated word.
Sucking a doodle, though.
Sucking a doodle.
It's a bit grimy. I don't want to ever say that again.
It sounds worse than saying sucking a dick.
Sucking a doodle.
Hey, sucking a doodle. Merry Christmas.
No, I swear I wasn't. I was. I do not lie. No. Oh. It does sound weird.
Yeah.
I got some epic Christmas quotes. You ready?
Oh, hit me with the merries.
I don't believe in magic. There's always magic at Christmas time.
Yep.
How'd you feel about that one?
You know what? That made me jitter a little bit in my undies.
People don't remember what they think about. Wait, oh shit.
Oh, you fucked it up.
People don't remember what they think about you. They remember what you do.
Yep.
That's
no, true. It's true, though. That is true. That's probably the most true out of all of the things you're going to say to me right now.
Yeah, and the last one.
Yep.
The world is big.
Is that it?
That's it. I think he said a lot more. That was the ex-boyfriend in the office when they were first talking about the book. Like, she had read the book and she's like, what the fuck? This is about me?
This is about our life. This is about our relationship.
That's weird, Chad, or whatever your name is.
Yeah, you're so inappropriate writing this. This is me.
Dude, like, Lighthouse, bitch.
That's where we broke up on Christmas.
And then he's like, the world is big. And then he said more shit. But I only remembered the
start.
The
world is big.
He probably didn't even say it like that. But that's all I remember of the quote.
I have to say that the ex-boyfriend was a plot point that was needed for this movie. Because we were running dry and then discount Matt Damon walks through the door. And then fucking, hey, we've got some more interesting story plot lines to put in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice little twist. In the fact that it made it more cheesy and cringe and funny.
Yeah.
I liked the Christmas the Christmas party business scene. I liked that when they were getting a little bit like angry at each other.
You can just say office Christmas party.
Office Christmas party. That probably simplifies it a lot more. You thought that Nate was going to walk through the door and see them kissing.
I did.
You're going to see Marie and the ex kissing, but
not Breaking Bad Marie. Yes, I did think that he was going to walk in and say a kiss.
Minerals, Marie.
Turns out, what happened? I don't know. Some bullshit. Yeah. She got sad and was like, oh no, you're stealing my idea. Oh, who gives a shit? Kiss this man and wait for your boy to walk in. Yeah. Like, come on.
Let's move this plot along.
Because how crazy would it be if she cheated? And I'd be like, bro.
You're unfaithful.
And he's like, I'm going back to Florida, get my palm trees and shit, man. I love smoking weed and listening to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, what? Oh. So hot. Apparently, New York's really hot in the summer and all the rubbish stinks.
Yeah, I have heard that too. And I always thought that when I watched the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. You know, you get the scenes of New York and people are walking around with the steam coming out of the ground and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was always like, damn. Those pizzas must be greasy and hot there, you know?
Yeah. Hit me with a point.
You know what? I appreciated some of the shots of the New York City skyline.
Bro, that's just stock images, bro.
It is.
Just bought from Adobe stock. Like, don't even come at me. Every one of those Christmas movies would have the exact same sort of style.
So true, but you just can't fault it. It just looks so good. Like, I know it's fake as fuck, but it's just, for every Christmas movie in New York, you need the city skyline shot. Like, come on. It's just classic. It's just classic, mate.
I'd be willing to bet my left kidney.
Or, okay, I've got one better for you. Your entire ball sack.
No, I'm not betting any sort of sexual reproductive organs here.
Because you need that.
Yeah, I can get rid of a kidney, can't you?
No, you should put something that has more steaks. Put more steak in the oven.
No. I am betting my left kidney, okay, that they didn't film the New York skyline shots themselves and they bought them.
Ah, what if they like got the newest drone up there, bro? They contacted Elon Musk and then he's like, "Yeah, I'll send you over a SpaceX drone and we'll just fly it over New York."
Two things wrong with that. Number one, is he going to do that for her magical Christmas / magical Christmas ornaments, the
Absolutely
movie?
Elon would. He would. Because he's crazy at the moment. He's doing everything.
Point two, if you've seen the sets of how tacky every set looked and how just non-lived in, do you really think they're going to put all the money to the New York skyline
shot? That's where the money went, bro. That's where it went.
The money went to the talent, bro.
Oh, man, they are so brave. They are so brave.
Whoever played that author, man, he was crazy.
He was nuts. What about the boss, though? What about Marie's boss? He was an interesting character. I thought he was going to flip out at the end when she resigned, but then he's like, "No, I respect your decision, lady."
That was such a weird moment.
It was, but that was probably the realest moment in this whole movie, because that's exactly how professional resignation would go down. Because she's like, "I'm pursuing my dreams." And then he's like, "Yeah, I got yellow under my eyes, so that's okay."
Yeah, what the fuck?
Some strange sort of makeup situation there, or is he sick? Is he unwell?
Maybe the makeup ladies just wanted to mess with him the whole time.
He's like, "Fuck you, you dumb, silly boy.
Oh, yeah, we'll make you not look tired. We won't put dark circles under your eyes."
Oh, maybe that's it. He woke up every day. He's like, "Man, I'm looking tired today. Put some yellow on me."
So they just like brighten up his whole eyes. So he's just like the sun. He's like the Teletubby sun the whole time.
Dude looks like he actually has yellow fever.
Bro's got that yellow fever. He's craving it.
Sorry, a bit of a partridge in a pear tree in my throat.
The sets were just terrible.
The sets were horrible, yes. And you could tell that they were sets too. And, you know, the fake bricks and just, very unlived in, like you said. There weren't many street shots or anything, so you didn't really feel like you were in New York.
No.
Yeah, it was just like green screen or inside apartment. Yeah, I know. Low budget, but still, like, come on. You can get some cool imaginative shots on a low budget still. People have, and they do.
I wonder what they
were. I mean, it's not yet. It's not an art house movie. Let's be real, though.
No, it's just a TV movie to get pumped out.
That's right.
To make 40-year-old mums just happy.
Oh, my God. It's so wholesome. Oh, I'm going to watch this with the babes.
Get another bottle of Shiraz. Oh, my God. They're about to kiss. Oh,
bit of Jacob's Creek, mate.
Oh, Susie, go to bed. We have to watch Nate kiss whatever her name is. Oh.
Oi, Cheryl, get the champers. Let's make a couple of shandies. Oh, yeah, the hubbies are out tonight. We get to watch what we want. No bloody American restoration.
Bit of fucking ornaments. Let's put that on for the girls.
Oh, we're such silly girls.
Nah, we're just joshing, but that's totally what would happen.
To some mums.
Some ladies.
Every single woman. No.
Good on you, ladies. You know what? I just want to go back to him. He's a Chad.
He had incredible riz, and he's literally me.
And dude, he was nursing. He was nursing and not cursing, because it's G-rated.
That is true.
Oh, the whole Leslie plot line with the other lady nurse. Thought that was going to get crazy. Thought we were going to get some crazy side relationship there, but nah, she's
got nothing.
Just a friend, yeah. That was disappointing. I wanted some excitement in that area.
You wanted a triangle situation going on?
Nah, I wanted a quadruple. A square.
A love square.
A love square. I don't know how I feel about that.
Mm.
Is that...
You could have a love trapezium, because it's a bit more angular, still four sides, you know what I'm saying?
And if you like...
if you cross-section the trapezium, you could get some triangles out.
Something even better, you could do a love kite, a love kite for four sides still, and they're all pointing into each other. It's a bit more angular and pointy.
Yeah, yeah.
A love kite might be sick, or they call it a rhombus.
Rhombus. Rhombus. No, that's fantastic. Good on you.
The little girl was terrible in the hospital.
You know. Right. Yeah, what can you expect? Like,
well, I can expect a lot, okay? Because I just watched The Sixth Sense a few weeks ago. And
we had some good child acting there.
Oh, no, they're probably like 2 years apart. Like, she has to mature. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Learn how to act or get out of the business, okay? We're not here for amateurs. We're here for pros.
It's probably her first job.
I bet she didn't even break her leg for the role, okay?
No method acting there. Like, torn ligament my ass.
Yeah, she's not even committed.
Come on. Oh, she probably tore another ligament in rehab. Bullshit. Her leg is fine. Make her walk.
I bet she doesn't even do gymnastics like she said. Yeah. She probably does, like, what? Squash? You weirdo playing squash.
I'm pretty sure Dad played squash when he was a youngster.
Yeah, we're talking about it the other day. That's why it's fresh in my head. I don't want to get into the details of
don't
where
to bring
I pull
up
my
those
references,
past traumas.
Okay? I pull a reference, you don't have to examine it. Just because you know the origin of the source doesn't mean the listeners have to know.
I like to get into the details.
All right. What do you think of their chemistry?
You know what? It was weird. It was stilted. It was just strange. I know that the whole reserved Marie thing, like she's like, no, I don't want to get another relationship. I got my heart broken on Christmas already. You know, peace to you, lady. But I don't know. I just didn't feel like it really was that well done until the end. Like the end was okay. I thought it was like, yeah, you know, it's a nice wholesome resolve. But just, I don't know, the emotional roller coaster of things, like the way that the story went and like they kind of like split apart before the big romantic ending was a bit, I don't know.
See, I disagree.
It wasn't that exciting.
I disagree. I thought it was terrible at the end and it felt very fake in the end, but their initial sort of dates and interactions were much better. Because I was like, yo, I like where this Riz man's going.
Well, true.
He's pulling some mad moves and I'm loving this shit. But then,
you do make a point there. It's true. This is true.
As soon as they started, like, I don't know, falling for each other, it got boring because I don't want to watch you guys be happy because this is a boring movie. So when you guys are happy, the movie's even more boring than it already is.
Yeah.
It's just more bland.
Hey, just like that bloody Christmas tree that wasn't decorated at the start.
I feel like you'd find this movie playing in the back rooms. It's just there. It's just nothing at times.
I mean, everything's in the back rooms now. They've added so much lore to that stuff.
I hope this is in it. Magical Christmas Ornaments / Her Magical Christmas / It's Not Marie from Breaking Bad.
The minerals, Marie!
Goddamn minerals!
They're not rocks, they're minerals.
Yeah. What was I saying?
God help me.
Is this technically a fantasy movie, in a way?
Technically, because we have the whole Christmas fantasy fate thing going on, I guess.
No, because of magic.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
And is there actually... Do you reckon those ornaments are actually magical?
Totally, bro. You know, it's the magic of Christmas if you believe it.
Wow.
A bit of a quote from this movie, I think.
They said, the world is big. He said something like that, man. I'm telling you. Scroll back to that scene, rewatch it.
Alright, let's flick it back right now.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, we'll be back. Yeah, that was crazy.
That was nuts.
Yep.
Really seen.
You didn't find her annoying?
A little bit. Not as annoying as I thought I was going to find her. She was okay. She took that resignation as a champ, like we said before. I don't know, just average, nothing too special, just, weird kind of mid-TV movie. I don't even think I have much to say on it anymore, really.
It's our first ever TV movie, and definitely we won't do one for a while.
No.
Not because this was so bad that it was like,
It is, like, watching something that doesn't entertain you the whole time, it is very draining, man. It's like, there wasn't even, like, a sizzle of a build-up sort of thing. It was just like, meh, plateau.
I didn't cringe, though. I will say, I did not cringe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't find... I'd watch this over something that was, like, terribly cringy.
Yeah.
You know, like Netflix's Cuties or some weird shit like that. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
I think, actually, no, that's, like, everyone would not watch...
No one would...
Unless you're...
Want to watch that.
pedophile or something.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, like, over Home. I'd watch this over Home.
In a heartbeat. Fucking horrible movie.
Or something where, I don't know, Blink-182's music... videos now.
Oh, well, I mean, the one from their last album, but maybe the newest one's okay.
The one from the last album,
yeah.
I'd watch this over that.
That's fair enough. That's a fair call. Yeah, it is a background thing.
It's better than the worst. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, these movies are here. We're here to do it. We're here to put our fingers in the pie. Put our fingers in the Christmas pud.
That is true. That's probably the perfect quote. These movies are here. No one knows they're here because no one's ever watched this movie.
And why are we giving exposure to these movies? Who knows?
Because we have no exposure. And instead of building our audience with like commonly known IP, we decide to pick these sort of movies.
That's exactly why we're doing so well.
Exactly. It's because we pick niche movies. We're like Elvis the Alien on YouTube.
Oh, whoa.
Except he has a following.
Yeah.
He's cool and he watches meme movies like Grim Cuddy. It's like a meme horror movie.
That's hectic.
Where this TikTok trend starts like haunting people.
I have nothing to say anymore. I feel
like this would be better than that. I find it weird in these movies as well that like they give explanation as if we don't know what's happening in this simple plot.
Yep.
You find that?
They treat the audience like a fucking idiot. They're like, yep, all right, we got to put a bunch of... we just got to explain everything.
For example, at the end, when Marie's like stressing out about the audience, the ornaments in her office, and then just like how they're magical, and then a friend just explains what each ornament means. She's like, yo, the lighthouse represents your ex. The ice skating little boots represent Nate. The pancakes represent your date. It's like, yeah, we know.
Very weird pancakes too, I have to say. Those green...
They weren't weird.
They were weird.
It's just food colouring, bro.
Yeah, no, but it's just very off-putting. But just have regular pancakes.
You know what's off-putting is he asked for the Santa pancakes. He used the word Santa and they come out as a Christmas tree.
Oh,
what part of Santa is that?
That's not Santa. That's a Christmas tree.
He said, I'll have the Santa flapjacks or something like that.
Yeah.
He didn't say Christmas tree flapjacks.
Man, I was expecting some big, like, big, big boys to be flapped on those plates with a lot of maple syrup.
Yep.
I wanted to be appetized, you know?
Bit of bacon.
Oh.
Bit of butter.
Oi, okay. All right. Bacon, maple syrup, cheese on French toast sandwich.
Corn relish.
No, you've taken it too far now. You just
egg.
Get it out of there. Get it out. What I said. Do it. Make
chili
it.
Chili sauce. Celery.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything more to say about
this? I have
this?
Plenty more to say.
Wow. You know what? You might just have to throw shit at me, man. Because
when the boss said these numbers are beautiful, and he was like orgasming over like the numbers that she made over the non-fiction stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
These numbers are beautiful.
Nate is literally me because he's just such a good rizzer. I'm going to have to start taking notes. Like, I'd rewatch this movie just to take notes on
it. Yeah, it's actually... It's just a movie for picking up, basically.
Yeah, like, he's literally me. Yeah. I've never spoken to a woman. He always has the next date slotted up as well.
Yeah.
He's just like, yo, gingerbread now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's very organized. He definitely pays attention to his calendar, and I bet his apartment is immaculate.
Mm.
He sorts those knives and forks properly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, yeah, that was a dumb... That was stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, everyone sorts knives and forks.
Do they, though?
Oh, good question.
Because if you don't, you're a bit of a messy, silly, messy Melvin.
Messy Melvin.
Yeah, not a neat Nate. Oh!
Neat Nate. Neat Nate. Neat Nate.
Messy Marie.
Messy Marie. Neat. She did a wee. No, she didn't.
Oi.
Oh, maybe what if her dog did a wee? Then you could rap.
Silly Sam, because the dog's called Sam. Silly Sam. No. Fun friend, because I don't know the name of a friend.
Just.
Big Boss.
I'm sorry for constantly pausing this movie when we watched it and going back to the same scene.
Yeah, that was annoying. You did it like 25 times.
I did it for two scenes. I paused it and rewinded to this. To that kissing scene multiple times.
And then
I just wanted to feel the love, man.
And like, then the other bit.
Can you blame a man wanting to find love? Just wanting to feel the love?
It's a bit hopeless doing that.
I'm sorry.
You're a bit hopeless. And then you kept rewinding it when the lighthouse ornament kept getting thrown out.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what are you doing? You're tearing me apart, bro, is what you're
tearing
doing.
Me apart, Lisa.
I think that's about it. Oh, yeah, she burnt herself. But
we're
in the gym. Okay, you go.
How do you burn yourself putting together gingerbread with icing? What is the go? What are you doing? What you got your bloody lighter out? You're like ready to light up a ciggy mid-class and go, yeah, all right, fucking, we'll put this together. Or I don't know. But how did she burn herself?
And there was no hot appliances anywhere. It's not like they just baked the thing and she put it. Her hand in the oven or some bullshit like that.
I thought she sliced her finger at first. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you could use knives to cut the gingerbread, but what can I say? It's just a bit of flawed logic that we found.
And then stands of this movie would say, oh, no, she was definitely faking it to get out of that awkward situation.
I don't think there's any stands for this sort of
There's
movie.
Heaps, I'm sure.
No, but...
and then stands
the whole cult following.
Stands of this movie would be like, bro, you can't like say that because she was making it awkward. Like it was an awkward situation. She was trying to get out of it.
Hey, stop being sexist, bro. That's Marie. Don't you talk about Marie like that.
And I was like, yeah, but as if someone would be that dumb to believe that she burnt herself when there's no hot materials around.
Silly sausages, that's what I say.
Gingerbread house making. Disgusting. Also, last dumb
yeah,
point.
Yeah, fucking get it out of here. Nah, gingerbread's alright, bro. I like gingerbread.
She says at the end to the author, I know I'm talking a lot. I'm taking
No, you're right. Yeah. You keep going. I like listening to your voice. It's
a real
soothing.
70-30 this one. I apologize.
No. I like it. It gives me comfort.
At the end of the movie when they've kissed, and then she says, hey,
I did like
my author friend, J.P. Presley, or whatever his name was, you know,
I think it was.
I'm gonna start publishing his book, and I'm gonna start with his Christmas book.
Oh,
by the time she gets her publishing company together and then starts pumping out his books, it's gonna be way past Christmas. It's gonna be like March, April.
Genius move. Keep Christmas going year round. Oh, maybe it's for Christmas in July.
Yeah, she's not gonna sell anything.
No, she's not gonna sell anything.
It's dumb. You don't launch your new company
a day before Christmas.
Yeah, a day before Christmas and say, yeah, that's right, I'm going to have a Christmas book.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that out till April.
Well, she is a genius in marketing. What can I say?
She's an idiot. Sick of it.
Any more things you have to add for this flick?
No, I'm about done.
This Christmas joyous flick to get you in the seasonal mood.
Righto, shall we?
What if we started entirely Christmas theme podcast and it was just Christmas stuff the entire year?
I would probably lose my love for Christmas.
No, I would never lose my love for Christmas. Well, it's Christmas every day, bro.
Do it then.
Yeah.
Trivia.
Yeah.
There was no real trivia because this is such a small movie, so I've just got this was released on December 3rd, 2017. Fun fact, we're doing this on December 4th.
date porn.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's almost 5 years. We nearly did it on the fifth year anniversary.
Whoa.
this was made in Canada.
What? Really?
But it's set in New York.
Nah, seems about right.
The language is English.
But you can change the language, right?
Yes.
Does it come in any other languages?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
It just says English.
Well, maybe it doesn't then. I would assume if it was made in Canada, it would come with French because they have a very large French population. Very large French-speaking population.
Bit of poutine.
What?
Poutine.
Poutine, yes.
You don't know what poutine is, do you?
Poisson.
No, poutine. You know poutine. Poutine. It's chips and gravy and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Canadian delicacy. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
Look up poutine after this.
Educate.
I can't believe you don't know what poutine is.
I thought you were saying Putin.
No, poutine.
Oh.
Hey, man, I just got some poutine. technical specs. This ran for an hour and a half.
Oh, fuck. This is the most dry trivia I've
It's in colour.
That's always good. But then sometimes you don't want it in colour. Sometimes you like a bit of greyscale.
I do, true.
Yeah.
Letterbox time.
All right, I want to hear what people have thought about this. I genuinely do.
Megan says, magical Christmas ornaments, 1 star. She's just wrote the title of the movie. I don't understand.
Why
leave a review? You've added nothing to society.
You know what? To be fair to her, there's not much to say about this movie.
Yeah, we struggled. Yeah. I'm struggling.
This is hard.
This is probably the biggest waffle.
Waffle? Hey, they should have eaten some Christmas waffles.
Lalon77 says, those smiles are too big to be real. 1/2 star.
Oi, true. She had a really big smile, strangely. Oh, okay. I do have one thing to say. Nate, this is the conspiracy that I'm thinking here.
Oh, yeah, you had a theory.
I think that he is secretly an elf, and he's been watching this lady for months. Did you see his fucking pointy ears? They were bugging me the entire time watching this movie. I was going to say something at the beginning and go, man, this dude's got pointy ears. Then the pieces started coming together. I'm like, Christmas themed? Pointy ears? Bro's an elf.
Oh my God.
He knows about all the good date spots for Christmas themed things. Doesn't actually live in Florida. He lives at the North Pole.
Oh,
that's the lighthouse.
Holy shit.
I'm cracking the code.
Oh, when we're in the gingerbread house.
Yes.
The old weird lady who was in there. Yeah. I'm running the place. She says to the, Marie goes, oh, where's the bathroom? And she goes, oh, it's over there, my little elf.
Oh.
And then she said, I've always wanted to be an elf. Notice how he never says anything back saying, yeah, I've wanted to be an elf too. He just stands there and stares. Because he's an elf. He's an elf.
And that lady is actually Mrs. Claus.
Or she's
just an old lady.
Old lady. Running a gingerbread house. Look, Jesus, not everything's connected.
I'm sorry.
Fucking hell, calm down, bitch.
Man, I've gone too far again.
He could be an elf, though. He could be an elf.
He's an elf.
Wow. That's great. That's big. We've done it.
Tits out for Harambe, what can I say?
Full of hell. Isabel says, magical Christmas ornaments, 1 star. I mean, 2 people with the same review. It's just...
Oh, God, I almost pulled a muscle.
I don't get it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I shit you not.
Do people seriously just write this for a review?
I can show you. That's Isabel's there. Okay.
Okay.
Says Isabel up there. And that's Megan's.
Hey, writing at its finest right there.
I know. And they both gave the exact same score. I'm suspicious.
Like they're the same person.
I know. Alrighty. review time. Score time.
Excuse me.
You do score. First of all, me.
You. I want to hear you.
I'm going to give this... because it was boring, but not too bad. 3.5 nugs.
Wow.
Generous, I know.
Yeah. Wow. I am going to give this, I'm going to give this a 3 out of 10 nugs. It originally was a 4, but after talking, it is 3.
Yeah.
It's okay. 3. Yeah.
It's just boring.
It's boring. Anyways, Merry Christmas in advance. More Christmas to come.
I love you.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.